Yo.
Hello, Shorty. What are you doing?
Nothing. Sitting here watching the game, smoking some bud.
Are you all alone?
What's up?
What's up?
What the? Who's that?
Yo, pick up the phone. What's up?
What's up?
Yo, Duque, pick up the phone.
Yo.
What's up?
What you doing, son?
I wanna take things slow. Put my mind in cruise control.
Si, señor.
Hey, yo, Jerry Chestnut. I put my fucking... on your chestnut, nigga. Fuck out of here.
The most hilarious intro.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to a spooky episode of The Cruise Control. If you can hear the sound, I can't do that the whole episode.
Talk that way the whole episode.
Oh, man. If you can hear the sound of my voice, if you could see me on your camera right now, that can mean one thing and one thing only. You are locked in to The Cruise Control episode 128. And as you can already tell, I'm not doing this episode by myself. I got the team here today. Sitting to the left of me, the one and only, is Cannoli Cruises in the building.
A cannoli is...
Oh, that's a funny one. Sitting behind the camera.
And a llama.
What's his name? Ivan Depot. And his favorite animal. Ivan Depot. Wait. Ivan Depot. Ivan Depot. Bendito is in the building today.
What's up, y'all? And a llama.
And, you know, I introduced myself last, but certainly last and not least, the best above the rest is the bull chest.
He a 69 guy.
What am I?
He a 69 guy.
Can I hear that number?
He a 69 guy.
Oh. Ooh, she my man, serious. Euphoria. And you are joining us on a special, special, spooky episode of The Cruise Control. It's our Halloween special. Obviously, we all came dressed Halloween. But Benny is an unlockable character from Mortal Kombat. Right? We haven't unlocked him yet, so you can't see him. Dave, what you dressed as? A super fan. You feel me?
Go birds.
And what am I, Dave? Let's see if you can guess my costume.
Wrinkled. A human wrinkle.
You got it. There's no planchas in my house. I'm going to live in a planchaless house. I got no planchas.
What a nightmare.
Yo, I have no planchas.
He He's just running down a dark hallway, getting chased by a big plancha.
Where's my plancha? Yo, plancha is a funny word.
Did I ever tell y'all about my recurring nightmare when I was a kid?
For real? Let's start this spooky episode off right. What was this? What's this?
I used to have a recurring nightmare.
Salad.
That I was getting chased through like a big, empty, like pitch black warehouse. Mm-hmm. I don't know why I knew it was a warehouse, but it was a warehouse.
Yeah.
It was massive. Like it never ended. I was getting chased through a big, empty warehouse by a big marble. Mm-hmm. Like a huge silver marble.
He can't run. We know David doesn't like running.
Yeah.
Bro, I will wake up sweating from this dream. I'm not even lying to
you. How's your dream? Healthy? Like, just run.
I just dreamed that.
No, it was like I felt like I was going to get squished.
This feeling was exercise.
That's me a cheeseburger. That's me a cheeseburger.
I'm being vulnerable with y'all.
All right.
It was from when I was a kid.
Okay.
And I don't know why this same dream kept occurring, but it was like at least a dozen times I can recall. I mean, I don't remember specifically when. Like, it was like May 19th to 1997 or whatever, but I know it happened several times. That's why I still remember it to this day.
So you was, all right.
It's wild.
And it just never ended. It ended when I woke up.
It was the same. Like,
there was no end of the tunnel or like I made it through a door.
You didn't run downstairs. You didn't run upstairs. It was just a straight hallway. You didn't go up.
It was just emptiness. Yeah, it was like an empty abyss kind of thing.
And you were just running straight.
But it felt like it was like a, like it was a warehouse. Like, I don't know. I just sensed a roof.
Thanksgiving warehouse.
It's giving warehouse. It's
giving never ending warehouse.
Running into Nike boxes. Yo. And pallets.
Yeah. It was at Benny's job. That was the setting of my nightmare.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
That's that was nuts, my, though.
Did you ever have a recurring nightmare?
Yes, I remember mine specifically.
Yeah, go ahead.
My recurring nightmare was, and it would, mine's was weird.
Last week's haircut.
Goatee looks good, by the way.
My goatee's coming in.
Yeah.
I disagree.
You don't like it? Why not?
You just disgust me. There's something about your face. You look gross. But go ahead.
I had this recurring exercise nightmare.
It wasn't about the exercise. I was clearly outrunning the marble.
I don't have to run anymore, mommy, right?
Did I ever say I got squished? Thank you.
Chased by a ball of lettuce.
Did I ever get squished? No. I was faster than a marble, dude. That thing was round shaped and I was still faster than it.
So it was two. It was one marble chasing another marble. A human marble.
Marble cake.
Marble cake. So my recurring nightmare, and this is weird, but it would always, so mine's was a little different from yours. I would have like a regular dream. So I'd have like a fun dream, whatever, having a good day. And every time my dream would end the same, where somehow, some way, like I'm falling. And at the same time, like my teeth are falling out. So like I'm falling in the sky and it'll be it's so random. But it would always scare me, and I would always wake up and check to make sure I had all my teeth still in my mouth.
Yeah.
But I just remember, and it would be random. Like, it'd be like I'm having a dream, like I'm having a good day at school, like having fun, whatever, playing football. And then just randomly, like, something will happen where, like, I'm running, and then the floor will just drop from underneath me, and I'm just falling. And my teeth are, like, and I'm pulling them out myself, and they're, like, flying out of my mouth. And then I would wake up, like David said, like, in a huff. And first thing I did was check my teeth because they would, I don't know why, but that would always scare me. I'm telling you, I don't know why that was my biggest, and I do
the thing that gets me is the random falling out the sky.
Yeah.
Like, how was your dream? Like, you was playing at recess in school and then all of a sudden you're in the sky
falling. I just started falling. Well, I know one of my biggest fears is standing still heights. So I think that's where that came from.
Okay.
And then I remember, like Dave said, he doesn't remember a traumatic experience as a child for the marble running, but I remember mine's, and you probably remember mine's. My dead tooth. Remember that?
Rest in peace to that tooth.
We talked about it before on the pod, but for those who are maybe new listeners, when I was like 5 or 6, I was going down a slide face first, and for some reason, like, my head hit this metal slide, and my tooth, the nerve died in my tooth.
Tooth just dead.
So it was just a brown tooth in the middle, for this one right here.
I remember that.
You remember my dead tooth?
Yeah, that joint was dead as fuck.
That joint was dummy dead. And I just remember, you know, living with Dave is just...
a funeral for a tooth.
Call me dead tooth. Dead tooth. Can I have anything? So he would just call me dead tooth every chance he got, and I call him Marble.
You did not call me Marble.
Marble and dead tooth.
Marble presents dead tooth.
The Marble Cinematic Universe. You told that story wrong, though.
Go ahead.
He was sliding down the slide regular, and he, for some reason, twisted onto his front side and hit his tooth on the edge of the... It was like one of the metal slides, those big metallic joints.
Yeah.
And he just dumbly just spun around like it was like a water slide. It was a regular Philly street slide, like Philly playground joint. Spun around, hit his tooth, boom, and then it just killed the nerve, dude. I seen it turn gray like when the Scarlet Witch got her powers through her fingers. Like, you could just see it go from white to gray.
In real time?
Yeah, it filled up.
Instantaneous
death. Death comes for us all. Yeah, I saw the tooth's spirit fly, hover over his body. There was just a white tooth hovering over the gray one.
So, yeah, that John died. But that's how I know where my tooth nightmares, I guess, came from. My tooth mares. I didn't like losing teeth.
Yeah.
Because for the longest as a kid, I thought that was forever. I thought I'm just going to have this brown tooth and that's it for me. It's a wrap. But I grew up.
Boulder.
Benny, you have any reoccurring nightmares? This is interesting. I
don't think I have a reoccurring nightmare. I've had nightmares, but not reoccurring ones.
What's wrong with you?
What?
Can't you be normal like the rest of us? I mean, you never had a nightmare twice over, the same one?
Not that I can recall. Boy. Let me go to sleep real quick and find out.
He's Superman.
Give me 50 minutes.
Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
Wake up in a hunt.
My teeth turned into marbles.
It'd be a combo of ours.
Dev, if you had to guess what Benny's recurring nightmare would be, what would it be?
Oh, my God.
Benny's recurring nightmare. His voice fluctuates like... Llama.
His voice getting high pitch for any unknowingly.
For the rest of my life, I just got a high pitch voice.
Just talking on the mic. We get in here for an episode. How's your week, Benny? It's going great.
You're go birds.
What's wrong with my voice?
Guys.
Nah. Wake up.
Yo, that would be insane.
Babe, is my voice regular? Yes, Benny, go to sleep.
Pull out the voice memo on the phone. Just start saying anything.
Checking his voice. That's crazy. That's a good one, Dad.
Thank you.
What do you think it will be?
I don't care. Because you don't want to have a recurring nightmare like the rest of us. I'm not going to waste my energy.
But it's not that I don't want to have one. I mean,
I think that says something people. About you. Like, have you been getting, do you get 6 hours of sleep at a minimum? Like, what's your REM cycle like?
Not often. Yeah, I've always had bad sleep.
There it is.
That's a nightmare.
Yeah.
See, I'm getting a solid 8.
Yeah.
I'm bound to be recurred. I'm bound to be nightmared. You know
what
I mean?
Yeah. Every
Marble was just waiting around the corner waiting for me to hit hour 6. as soon as the Marble see me hit 6 hours, it's time.
I'm rolling back and forth outside your room.
Rolling back and forth outside my dream room. As soon as I get in my REM, I'm gonna start chasing me.
What REM is a warehouse?
A warehouse where he's gotta run from a marble in blackness. That's crazy. My hope for you is that this year you have that nightmare again and you succeed. Right? He makes it through the door outside of the warehouse and sees a bright future. That's what I want for you.
Thank you.
I hope we all beat our nightmares.
In a fucking Nightmare on Elm Street movie. We have to defeat our nightmares.
We have to defeat our nightmares. You can't let Freddy win. listen, guys. Before we get into the Halloween episode, I gotta tell y'all about my weekend, man. So,
Dev, how was your weekend?
Oh my goodness, let me tell you, right? No nightmares, right?
Damn.
But the only thing about this weekend that was interesting was me and two of my friends, Mike and Dale. Two of my homies. David doesn't like me to call my wife friends homies, so I gotta call them friends.
They're your friends.
Me and my pals. Yeah,
those are your buddy old pals.
Me and my friends went to the Philly Collect-A-Con that took place at the Pennsylvania Convention Center.
How many cons have we talked about on this podcast just this year alone?
Probably like 9 cons. Y'all be conaholics. Y'all love going to cons.
A colonic?
You started it. You went to the Porgy's Pornicon.
The Llama Con.
The Llama Con. I had to go get my homie.
Yeah, we've been to a lot of cons. So you went to the Collect-A-Con? So
I went to the Philly Collect-A-Con, which is, you know, card show where they got sports cards, Pokemon cards, any cards.
Is it just cards? Like not all collectibles, like toys and all that?
No, they had like toys and stuff, but the most part, 90% was
now cards. Why are you going to this for? Why would you choose this?
So This time I was not a patron. I was a seller. So and my friends, me and a couple of my friends, we started our own business.
Selling butt.
No, selling teeth that falls out during our nightmares. Selling, buying, and trading cards.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So we do mostly Pokemon cards. We're trying to venture out into other stuff, but as for right now, we want to get that base built up. So this was our first show. So we go to the show, get the table set up. Everything's, you know, whatever. I had to show up late on Saturday because I had class in the morning, so I came in the afternoon. When I got there, the guys were just filling me in on like everything that happened. Yo, Dev, the table was packed. Like I'm looking at the money. I'm like, dang, y'all. Okay, y'all was going in. Like, so like for the last 2 hours of the show, I'm just like observing everything. I just want to see how the crowd is, how they mingle with people. So basically what I learned from these things is the people who are more personable, they tend to get more volume because word moves quick in there. Like, yo, you looking for a certain card. Bendito's a car shop guy. Like, he's a tough guy. He's nice. Like, you know, you should go check out his cards. What's up?
Here's a logistical question. Mm-hmm. Do you bring your own table?
No, they provide the table. Okay. You got to bring everything else.
What is the name of this trio that y'all have selling cards?
Oh, the business name is Head of Lettuce.
Head of Lettuce?
Head of Lettuce. This is our... Am I wearing the hat?
Yeah.
All right. I want
to
make sure.
So, yeah. Point it to the camera.
This is our...
Isaac, zoom in.
Put your head down real quick. All right. Real quick. Everybody watching on YouTube, you're going to hit the subscribe button right here. Let's put the subscribe button right below the Head of Lettuce right here. Shout out to Head of Lettuce, our sponsor for this week's episode.
Yep.
Tough.
Yes.
Okay. So.
Gotta catch them all.
So, again, I'm just sitting there observing. And a lot of people coming up to the table. We had this thing going at our table that a lot of other people's didn't. Was like a little game within the table. So what I mean by that is like, say Dave comes up and he's like, we smart. And we had a little jack-o'-lantern full with candy. So like there was a lot of kids coming up with their parents. Yo, we are some of the smartest people you ever met. Think about
on the head top.
On the head top. So we had
so many tables was candyless, dude.
So yeah, there was no other.
And plancha-less.
No tables had candies or planchas. There was no plancha tables there. I was like, yo, I need one. So we did this thing where we did a dice roll. So usually at these card conventions, they'll do a coin flip. So say Dave comes in, he's like, yo, I see that Pikachu card right there. I see it says $50, but I'm trying to pay like $40 for it. We'd be like, all right, we coin flip for it. So you call it heads or tails. If it's heads and Dave calls heads, he gets it for $40. If not, then I get it for $40. I get it for $50.
Yeah.
So we had the dice roll. So mad people was just like, yo, bro, can we dice roll for like the card? Like just coming up wanting to play dice with us.
Yeah.
So we was like, cool. So people were coming up. I want to pay $60 for it. The thing says $70. All right, we'll dice roll for it. I'm frying people. First dice roll, double sixes, fried boy. He couldn't believe it. His homie was like, yo, how you did this? Like, frying boy. I just stuck back like this.
When am I?
He was on top of the table. When he was arms crossed.
Like Papoose. I was like, winning the team money. We was cashed out. I was dice roll. I started doing tricks. I started doing any tricks. Just doing all the dice rolls, frying people. We was winning left and right. His homie actually rolled a double five. He did a good job, but double sixes. You feel me?
Yeah.
So we having fun. We did the dice roll. Then we got people who, like, I was telling Dave this yesterday. Since we had the candy out, you know, obviously Reese's Pieces, you know, people want to come in and get some candy. There was this adult who kept coming in, like, looking different, trying to get more candy. Because she had a LeBron jersey on.
Yeah.
So she was like, I just want a piece of candy. I was like, yeah, go ahead, take the candy. Takes the jersey off, comes back. Oh, y'all got candy?
Same John.
Come on, yo.
There's no way.
Brought her daughter up. Her daughter, I was like, yeah, the candy's for the kids. She came up a third time. I was like, I'm like a little bit more of a word person. I'm like, yo, you could just take as much candy as you want. Like, there's no limit to the candy. It's for the kids, but you know what I'm saying? Like,
yeah.
Take a couple, you know
she
what I mean?
She came up with a false mustache.
Yo, let me borrow your mustache real quick. I gotta get this piece of candy.
She came up in all these different disguises.
May I partake?
She rolled up as a marble. Her arm out.
David was like, the corner.
She dressed up as a dead tooth.
Yeah, I was like, take it all. Take the rest of the candy. So, man, it was.
I hate when people do that, yo.
What?
When they just try to, like, abuse a thing.
That's free.
But act like they're not like.
Right.
Like, I kind of get your point that you called her out. Like, yo, just take as many as you need.
I'm like, be about it.
Because you keep coming around every 5 minutes with a different face.
With a different jersey on.
She had a monocle on one time. A pocket watch. She checked the pocket watch.
Like, the candy.
I've never had this before.
The candy was for the kids, but, you know, we just, whatever.
Yeah.
The thing about those.
Did she buy any cards?
No, she just took the free candy out the pumpkin.
Did she even fake it? Like, act like she was.
Oh, yeah, the cards? She did. She took a Reese's out the John, and then as she's eating the Reese's, she's like following her finger across the case, and she just followed it all the way down to the other tables.
To a piece of candy.
She was like, she just kept going down to the rest
she
of the
fake table. Looking at the cards.
Oh, y'all got that?
Oh, I catch them all, am I right? So she started drawing. So, what I learned from this whole experience, though, is that it is kind of like it's kind of cool to see what people are like, what gets them excited. It's interesting to me that when you step back and you go into a different world, like that's my first time being into like that collector's world, like Pokemon cards and all that, seeing how much money people are willing to give up.
Yeah.
It's my first time realizing that like it's like normal. It's like if Dave and Roz were into Pokemon cards. Like they brought their kids, their wives. There was ladies currently pregnant, like walking around with the with their kids in the little carts or whatever. Like kids running around. It's like their whole lives are.
Was people dressed in costumes because it's around Halloween time?
Some of the people who were other vendors, they were dressed up like Pokemon and shit. So, like, our mascot is Oddish. That's this Pokemon's name. Mm-hmm. So, like, we wasn't dressed up like it, but we had, like, figurines around. We had our logo everywhere. Some people was dressed up like Pikachu and shit. Like, their mascot was Pikachu, so they was dressed up like the character. Mm-hmm. Which, I mean, it's chilling. You know, it's all a part of the game. But they were selling, like, merchandise and all that. Like, we were very just beginning business. But they were like really out there, like frying too. They was making, dude.
I know that this is like a whole culture, but the card thing is probably the most interesting to me because if you, like I understand people who deal in it, like you collect them to then sell them for profit. But like, are other people doing the same thing? Like, are they buying a card off you in the hopes that 5 years from now they could sell that card at the newly... At a new price, at some
bro, they're buying.
Or some people are buying them, and they're putting them in a shrine of cards in their home.
A lot of that. So we met a guy today that, again, just being personable, just talking. He came out and then he showed us his binder. Boy had about like legit like
almost to 100K worth of Pokemon cards in this binder. Mm-hmm. Like one card.
He brought it with him?
He brought it with him. He says,
The actual binder?
The bull said, I never leave anywhere without this binder. So I was like, what if you go to like your homie's house? He's like, I bring the binder. I was like, what about when you go to work? He's like, I bring the binder. What about if you go on a date? He's like, I bring my book bag and I put a binder in my book bag.
Come on, yo.
It's worth like $50,000, the binder.
But if you get robbed.
But that's why he likes to keep it on his present, because he's like, at least if I get robbed, it's on me.
Yeah.
But like, I got my binder and I can protect myself. If I leave it at home, I'm going to be mad if somebody come rob the house because they know I got all these, you know, valuable cards. But yo, the whole deck, he had a color coded. He had a different Pokemon. He had a whole 3 pages dedicated to one Pokemon. Every different art created by this Pokemon or for this Pokemon, he had it on the first 3 pages. I'm like,
this is like the highest degree of dorkage, yo.
This boss.
It is money and dorkage.
Yeah, this is pure dorkotomy right here.
Another guy came up and he was like, yo, this is the last table I'm looking for. Like, I'm just looking for these two to finish my set. We had the two. We was the bull went crazy, just dropped coins. Just throw him. This is him throwing money at us. Like, he just started throwing money at us.
That's the crazy man.
Yeah, I must have ran his pockets.
Bull was like,
nobody else got it.
That was shaking a dice.
What do you think?
If you win, it's 50. If I win, it's 10,000. That's my thing. Like, if y'all gonna do the dice. Let's say you sell it, you post it for 70, and they say, I want to do the dice roll. Mm-hmm. The dice roll should mean that you now could get it for 80, because they trying to test you.
Well, that's
like you putting skin in the game, you taking a risk that if they win, they're going to pay you 60. So if you win, they should pay you more than what you posted.
So that's the thing.
Don't disrespect my table and my pricing like that.
For people.
And your dice skill.
You feel me?
For people out there.
Yeah.
For people out there who maybe have cards, because a lot of us have like Pokemon cards, Yu-Gi-Oh cards, maybe tucked away. The market rule is 80%. So if you go on eBay, like that's the main thing. Everybody checks what it's sold for on eBay and you check pricing, whatever. If you go on eBay, David had a rare card that sold for $1,000, right? Yesterday it sold for $1,000. And then we go and we put it up on our table for like, say, $1,100, just trying to make a $100 profit.
Yeah.
When somebody comes up, the market price is like 80% of what it was sold for. So like if it's $1,100, we take 80% of that and we'll say, okay, like this is how much we're going to put it out on the table for, and then we'll negotiate from there. But with that being said, with the dice roll, you can't do that. So like people was coming up like, yo, I want to pay 20 for it. I was like, all right, 25 if I win, 20 if, you know, 15 if you win, something like that. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Trying to make it even, trying to help people out. So it was cool though, man. Like it's just, if you ever been in that moment where like you're selling something to somebody and you're just basing it off of luck, and like this money, this card could change your life. We had a card. We have a card currently that's worth like $1,200.
Nice.
Like
that could change my life too.
Like, but no, mm-hmm. We got another card that's worth $900, another one that's worth $7, another one that's worth $6. That adds up to a lot of fucking money.
Yeah.
So at the end of the day, the more you hold on to things, the more the market changes, the easier it becomes. But it was just mad cool, and like you start to see the different variety of people. There was brand normal people who were just real chill, like people with their girls coming up to the tables. Now my girl looking for a Pikachu or something. I wanted to buy it for her. Cool, like whatever.
My girl looking for a Pikachu is insane.
Then you got the bulls who are like with their book bags on and the stereotypical dorks. The bull, yo, this one bull came up to our table, right? Did no purchase or nothing. All he wanted us to do was go to the table across from us and buy a card because the seller was being mean to him. So he was like, yo, can y'all go to that table across? Because he was being mean to me, but I want his card that he got. Maybe he'll be nicer to you guys. And then y'all can sell me the card back. And we was like, stop being a bitch. Dale was like, no, bro, just go talk to the dude. Why are you so mad for? Why are you so scared of him? It's interesting though, man. I'm telling you, I will advise if y'all want to step out of your comfort zone, please go to one of these collect-a-con things. Please go see it. It's very interesting. It's so much fun.
I'd have been mad there.
What?
At this con.
Why?
Because there's so much wrong with what I just heard. Like, firstly, I want to bring my own table. I want to bring the toughest table.
What kind of table you
want to
bring?
Like, I want to bring a table that's just more prominent than every other. Like, I want my joint to look like a stack of 5 tables.
Okay.
I want 10 tables stacked on top of each other and me sitting on top.
Dave, but the law of gravity is just, and weight. Just, like, it'll be a meteor coming.
You know what I mean? If I'm selling stuff against 1,000 other sellers, I want to be able to do whatever I can to distinguish myself.
So you want people to like walk up a stair set of tables to get to the final table.
Correct.
That you're selling stuff on.
And what's going to be at the final table? Like what's going to be up?
One card.
You and one card? What's the
one card at a time? It's just like you got to set up an amazing experience. I want to have a DJ at my booth.
Is the DJ up there with you?
Yes. At a table above my table.
And how long, like, what's the table size like?
Like, table length. You know what I mean? I just want to, like, don't restrict me and my creativity.
Yeah.
No, you could bring signs and stuff like that and stuff to make you stand out. You can't bring 40 tables, though.
Secondly, I like the idea of the game because it does add engagement with the buyers and stuff. But, like, I want to raise the stakes.
Go ahead.
Like, if you win, you get this card. I'm giving a crazy discount, $5 for, like, an $800 card. Oh, snap. If I win, I get your girl. Or let's put our car keys on the table, like Fast and Furious.
And nobody takes on the card.
Dom Toretto.
Put your pink slip up.
Like, let's make it tough. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
I'm not doing no, yo, you give it for 10, I give it for 20. Nah, let's up the ante, bro.
So you will put up your ice cream truck for somebody's Ferrari. I want this to be a life-changing.
That's funny, Benny? I want this to be a life-changing experience. That's all I'm saying.
It's fun, though, man. You would have a fun time.
Yeah, bro. You have a great time. Face. You go dress as Snorlax. Won't take much. I mean,
that's crazy.
I'm sure it stunk in there, too.
Yo, it was pure stinky time. Like, not a lot of people, but there were some people who could definitely...
Dorks don't own deodorant.
Who could definitely shower it up, though. There was definitely people who could definitely shower it up. And we were like, Dale was telling me, he was like, yo, Dev, because we were packing up. So he had to go back to the table to grab something. He was like, yo, Dev, I went back there and the boy next to us, who wasn't really doing too hot, he was like, yo, I got to tell y'all, man, like my wife was here with me selling. And we looking at your table and like people are coming in and out, like, you know, having fun, joking around. She's like, man, we got to get some dice at this table.
Cause they're changing the culture.
We trendsetters. We born leaders.
Yo, we got to get some dice at this table. Yo, he was piping y'all heavy, yo.
He was busting us down with all that.
This boy was on your top.
No. I ain't talking laptop.
The dice thing? Genius, genius, genius.
And the dice jaw was just an accident, too, because usually it's a coin flip, but Dale forgot to bring a coin, so he had Yahtzee in his backpack. So he had dice. I was like, why you carry around an emergency Yahtzee? Like, yo, Dev, you never know when we can play Yahtzee.
It might go down.
He said I had Yahtzee in my backpack, so I just started doing dice rolls.
That's pretty genius.
Yeah, that's great, actually.
What made my wife should have started busting it open on the table. It's a patronage. Bunch of book bag dorks, like,
yo, what made me laugh, right, was, so Dale was telling me a story that the time that I wasn't there. So he said in the first 2 hours, the joint opened up at 9 o'clock on Saturday. He said from like 10 to 12, it was pure chaos. Like they didn't sit down. Mad people was coming up to their table. And he said when he started doing the dice roll, because there were so many people at their table, it brought a lot of engagement. So he said him and the one boy was dice rolling for this expensive-ass card that was like $700. So it was like $650 to $700. Like it was a $50 difference with the dice roll.
Yeah.
So he said they matched 3 times in a row. Said balls in that joint like, yeah! Like, he was like, Dev, you should have seen it. People was in here. Yeah! Die! He's like screaming at the table. He said when they matched for a third time, Bulls was running like doing.
Yeah! It was turning into Pokemon.
Start battling each other. You stay said Dale told me Dave started running and Marble was right behind him. That's how crazy this was.
I remember that.
That was the warehouse. Was the Philly Collecticon? They figured it out.
The convention center.
So he said on the fourth try, he rolled two sixes, and the bull just couldn't. No matter what, he couldn't beat the two sixes. Yeah. So he finally won off the 700. And then he said at the end, everybody was like, "Wow, great showmanship! Can we dice roll?"
The bull and his wife were like,
sick in their stomach. She looking dice. In her pockets for dice. I told you bring the dice. You stupid ass should bring a dice today.
Oh, that's funny.
But no, it was a good time, man. And we got four more shows this year, and then we got like three more shows next year. People, and I lie to y'all not, because it was very exciting to hear this, but like people are inviting us out to like different states. So obviously the community is built throughout all the United States. They do it everywhere. So like people were like, "Yo, we got this John in Harrisburg. They gave us a card. We would love y'all to come through. We got this John in North Jersey. We got this John in Miami." Like, there's different New York. We got different Collecticons. So we're such a small business, and this was our first show. It was kind of cool to see that. And again, the community, they talk amongst each other. So a lot of people were being sent our way, and because of that, we were able to sell. And again, as long as you got a personality, if you got some cards on you, Pokemon, sports cards, first and foremost, send them my way. Cruise Control, hit us up. We'll take them off your hands for sure.
I actually got a shit ton of old baseball cards. If you want to look through and see if anything's valuable, they're all yours. I don't need them.
Okay.
They're just collecting dust. And I have these Marvel trading cards that I don't even know where they came from.
We'll check them.
Yeah.
We'll check them. Because right now, there were sports vendors there, sick to their stomach.
Oh, they ain't know what they was in for.
They didn't have no dice.
They just wasn't buying. Like, nobody wants to buy sports cars nowadays, which is unfortunate.
Yeah, that's fair.
There is a community for that, but it's not as much as Pokemon. Like, Pokemon is really popping. So it was crazy, like, going there. The boys next to us was disgruntled. They didn't come back today because we was making a lot of bread yesterday. So after the show yesterday, Dale went up to the bull and I was standing right there. He's like, "Yo, y'all back tomorrow? Like, what's up? Y'all want to whatever?" He's like, "Nah, bro, this shit was dead." Dale was like, he was like, "I didn't want to say nothing dead, but we made bread today." It's like, it wasn't dead for us. It was just dead for them.
Yeah.
And they were sick because the biggest thing was they were bringing in Philly celebrities. So like the bull, Ricky Batalico, right? That's his name. He was there. Ike Reese was there yesterday. I think they said LaShawn McCoy, maybe. There was somebody who was, like, tough that was there. So, like, you're supposed to be getting all the Philly people coming in for sports cars and jerseys and all that.
Yeah.
And it just wasn't popping.
Interesting.
It wasn't popping. Nobody was trying to buy sports stuff.
Shout out to y'all, man.
Yeah. Our next show is in, like, Deptford, New Jersey or something like that. If y'all in the area, come through. We got cards for y'all. We'll sell out. Had a lettuce, bitch. But no, that was my weekend. What's up with y'all, Benny? What you do this weekend? Anything fun? Anything?
Well, today actually,
Uh oh.
I don't even know if I should talk about it.
What do you mean?
I know y'all can't see Bendito right now, but he's wiping his eyes. Is that fear, Dave? That he's wiping out of his eyes? Is it Cuco?
It was a dice.
He's crying dice.
I just seen this movie. It's a big ass marble in a warehouse.
That's the title.
Marble in a warehouse.
In a world. One man, one marble.
No lights.
Nah, I seen.
I can't tell y'all nothing yet. I was vulnerable.
Nah, I seen Smile 2.
Oh, okay. Yeah, man,
that shit had me shook for a good, like, hour after watching the movie.
That's the joint where people smile.
Bro, don't even stop.
People's smiles be stuck.
Yeah, they be smiling.
I didn't even see the first joint.
Yeah.
It was tough, the first one?
First one's tough. Second one's tough.
The first one, it had good scenes. I don't think as a whole that joint was tough. But it had, like, scary. There was a couple scenes that you were like, oh that's kind of scary.
But why? Because I wasn't smiling.
I mean, so the premise of the movie, spoilers, I guess, guys.
Yeah, spoilers, I guess.
Skip like 10 to 15 minutes ahead if you haven't seen Smile yet.
Yeah.
The premise of the movie is like there's this demon that possesses people, but like the way that you get possessed by the demon is if like you see somebody like who kills themselves from the demon, and then if you see that, it possesses you. So like the way you see it is the person will like, if it was me and you and I'm just like, and I start smiling, and then I'll just do something crazy right now to kill myself. Like I just take the sign and start bashing it over my head or slice my throat or something. And since both of y'all seen it, now y'all possessed by the demon.
And we just start smiling.
No, y'all, you start seeing the demon in people around you.
Yeah.
And the way the demon is recognized is by them just being real still and doing nothing but smiling. No emotion, no anything else, just
But you don't got smile. The demon in you. What movie he saw? No, I'm saying when you get smiled at, is the demon in you?
It's with you.
It's with you. It's
like next you. To you?
Yeah, the whole point of it is that it's surrounding you and tearing your life up to a point that you eventually kill yourself and pass it on to somebody else. So it's like feeding off of you. No.
Like you smile at somebody else.
No, you don't. You smile while you're smiling, you commit suicide.
Yeah, you off yourself.
And then.
Then you. That's how you pass it off.
Yeah.
It's like a game of freeze tag, but you kill yourself.
Yeah.
Okay. You're it.
I mean, it sounds cheesy when you explain it like that, but there's so much more to the movie. Like, it's a real psychological thriller. Like, it's a great, great joint, yo. Excellent joint. Go see Smile 2.
So, what is two. Part
2? More they smiling.
Yeah. Bigger smiles.
Yeah.
So everybody got veneers.
Everybody got the Steve Harvey. Nah, man. It's I don't want to spoil part two because it just came out this past weekend.
Yeah. I mean, the gist of it is that, like, without spoiling the movie, is that the.
You seen this too?
No, I just know I've read the, the synopsis or whatever of.
Yeah.
But it's. Like a superstar gets it. So like Beyonce or like Lady Gaga, like pretend if they got it, but they're mega stars. So like they got a lot of fans and a lot of people to kill themselves.
Yeah. That's
basically what it is. So like the John's performing on stage and then she look into the crowd and there's 50 million people just smiling at her. And then a marble comes and squish them all of them.
Squish just the marble is smiling. And the marble.
A marble with big. David at the foot. No, it's real.
So, okay. I was just confused because you said when you look, you see the demon, and the way you know it's the demon is because the demon is smiling.
Yes.
So, are those people not smiling up until it's demon time? And then they smile at you, or are they just always smiling?
So it pops up randomly throughout your day, like while you're just living. So it's just like the person smiling is a reminder that like, yo, I'm with you. And it happens at the most random times. Mm-hmm. So that like you thinking like your life is normal and then all of a sudden, or you think somebody with you is actually them and the whole time it's the demon pretending to be them. And then, like, let's say me and you are having this conversation on the pod.
Right now, and then all of a sudden.
Yeah, we're like 40 minutes in. Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. And then now I'm freaking the fuck out because I'm thinking I'm talking to Dave, and the whole time I'm talking to the marble.
Right.
You see how creepy that shit is? Bro, stop.
But that's how Dave looks at a steak before he kills it. That's.
Yo, see that, bro. That
Isaac zooming on this. That's how a rotisserie chicken sees Dave right before it's a wrap. A whole turkey.
That's how Dave look at the microwave. Jump spinning.
That's how Dad was when they offered him a cream surprise in Utah.
What?
Oh,
a
man.
A cream surprise. That don't scare you though? That
creeps me out.
If we just started smiling at you randomly, you're like talking to those right now. You're about to say your nightmare or whatever, and we just start smiling at you.
Okay.
But then like you try to go on with the episode. Back. But then I'm trying to go on with the episode, and then we just keep smiling at you.
I'm gonna be like, y'all done. Then I'll sock you. And then I'll sock a demon.
And we kill ourselves.
We're just gonna be smiling the whole time.
Yeah, like you could hurt us and all that. We just gonna smile.
Until do they do that in the movie? Like they try to beat up the smilers?
Yeah.
Big time, buddy.
Like, you don't even know.
He did that. Why are you reacting like that? Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. That bit of, oh, that bit of a smile. Yeah. Yeah, I have no idea.
Yeah, man.
That's the least of it.
It's hard to talk about it without spoiling the movie, but I thought it was really well made.
He's petrified, Dave.
It's definitely a theater experience, or if you got like a home theater situation, mm-hmm. you know what I mean? To like really experience the jump scares and stuff, because if you watching it like on your phone or something, and something happens,
it can be kind of late.
Yeah, it's going to feel.
That's true for so many things, yo. Like, depending on where you take in the art, it totally changes the experience.
Yeah.
Like, even music, you know, if you listen to it in your car versus on your phone versus in some high-quality headphones versus in, like, a studio.
100%.
You know, versus in a stadium, like, it changes the way you hear it.
Yeah.
I think movies definitely fit that bill, too. Some things you just got to see in theater.
Yeah.
But you're saying this is just a over... Like, Dev said it had its moments... Part one.
Yeah.
You're saying part one and two for you, they're just great movies. Are you ranking this among your top like scary franchises?
Yeah, over the past recent years. Yeah, absolutely. Because there hasn't been we talked about this briefly before, but there isn't a lot of original concepts for horror movies nowadays. Mm-hmm. Everything's a remake. Like, how many times are we gonna do Ghostface, the Scream movies? Mm-hmm. Like, oh, my friend's the killer. How many times are we gonna do that? You know what I mean?
That's true. That's true.
Like, Jason got played out all to a point where it was like Jason in space. Mm-hmm. Same thing with
Michael Myers.
We'll tell you.
Yeah, like Michael Myers got resurrected 7 times.
They just killed him off.
I mean, we think, give it 5 years, yeah, it's gonna be his nephew taking the throne or something.
They put him in a shredder. You didn't see the last Michael Myers.
Nah.
Yeah, they put him in a
like this is gonna be
a car shredder.
But it's just gonna be like a copycat Michael next. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
Like, oh, he heard the urban legend and now he's following in his footsteps.
Yeah.
It's so easy to just keep duplicating these movies, but this one is like an original concept. That's why I enjoyed Sinister so much, because that was an original monster.
Sinister was good though.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Sinister was good.
And this final, like,
I've seen that either.
You never seen Sinister?
I'm not up on my current day scary movies.
No, you seen Sinister. Remember the John where the kids would like get possessed by the demon, and they would kill their parents, and they would the guy was investigating the home videos. Remember the one John was the kid put his family underneath the lawnmower and just ran over them with the lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like we saw that.
What is it called? Super 8 films or something like that?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think so.
Off the top of my head, I'm not remembering.
What's the last horror movie you saw? El Smile? Smil? How you say smile in Spanish?
Smil?
The last horror movie I've seen.
El Smil.
El Smil.
That is not how you say it.
How you El say smile Smilo. In Spanish?
Smile?
No Spanish.
No,
I'll get back to you on that. But the last horror movie I've seen. Oh, I would probably say last week when I saw your haircut.
That was a frightening experience. That was a scary experience.
Damn, what was the last horror movie I watched?
Dang, Devin's
maybe
haircut.
That stupid and it was dumb. It was that John where the guys at that 1970s like talk show late.
Oh, Late Night with the Devil.
That John was weak.
I didn't even finish it.
Yeah, y'all ended up going home, I think.
Yeah, that John was weak.
Late Night with the Devil had it also had its moments. You missed the end. The end was the big thing, and that part was kind of scary.
You were scared? When's the last time you was like anticipating something coming out?
Like a movie coming out?
Yeah. No, specifically a horror.
Specifically a horror movie coming out?
Because I feel like anything that I've seen that... The last movie that I recall that I thought was scary, and I feel like we talked about this on the last pod, on a previous Halloween time pod, was The Descent.
Mm.
But that one snuck up. I didn't even know that was coming out. That wasn't like this highly anticipated thing. I think I just watched it, and yeah, I was like,
it was fearful.
Terrified because it was about
claustrophobia.
But has there been a movie that you've been like highly anticipating? Like Benny, he got dressed up as a smile to go to this job. He's loved part one. He was anticipating part two. Is this the opening weekend?
Yeah, if I'm not mistaken.
Bull was there opening weekend.
That's crazy. First one in line.
First one in line.
He was at the Smile Collecticon.
The Smile Con.
He was in that joint. Crazy.
Is there like a franchise you're like, yeah, I look forward to those.
Oh my goodness.
And it's okay if the answer is no.
The last time, not recently, no. Mm. The last time was Insidious for me.
That's actually a good one.
The first one was, I think, one of my favorite horror movies of all time.
Yeah, that one did numbers.
And then the second one was a disappointment.
Oh, no, it's not opening weekend. Came out last weekend. So.
He saw two weekends in a row.
Dressed up as a smile for no reason.
Yeah.
He saw two weekends in a row. Yeah. He loves that movie, dude. But no, I don't think I anticipate, because like horror movies now, and you know what? Hold on. I will say this. Us. Jordan Peele, John.
Yeah, that was good.
Because what was his first one called?
Get Out.
Get Out.
Yeah.
Get Out was one of them Johns. I saw early screening for it in college. I just knew some girl from that I did radio with that she knew a producer that like only a select few got to see the early screening. We went to that John, and that John was great. Like it caught me totally off guard. It was just like, I didn't think it was going to be good, because he's a comedian on his own.
Yeah.
And he did a great job with that movie. It had a great reveal at the end. Good acting all around. It was just good. And then I went to go see Us, and I was like, I mean, you know what I mean? Like, it was good, but it wasn't as good as, I don't think, Get Out. So there's those. That's what it is. It's like, it's hard to find a director or like a horror movie icon that like can give you great film after film after film after film. That's hard to find nowadays.
Mm. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
It definitely is.
Who is the director of Smile? Because that's clearly Benny's idol.
I think his name is Benny's idol. Yeah, I think another thing too that I've noticed about these modern day scary movies is that so much of it is focused on that, like the visual components, the let me get some iconic look. Like I've seen the promotional stuff for this Smile where they have people smiling in real, like at a baseball game.
Yeah.
You know, so I get, and it's clever.
They did that for the first movie.
It is truly clever, you know, the way they built that up. But then you get in the movie and it actually has no substance from like a plot standpoint. I think that's my big problem with today's scary movies is that just the film and the actual stories themselves, they're not super complex and kind of keep you locked in. It's meant to be a collection of jump scares and imagery that is like, yeah, that's what you think is the scare. The scare is not that. The scare is more in what it does to you mentally.
Yeah.
And I think some of the older classic films did a better job of making you think about the concept and go, man, that is actually terrifying, versus all the VFX.
Uh-huh.
See, that's what I like about this one, because it does feel as though it's something that could be real. You know what I mean? It's not just
terrified, yo.
It's not just like some.
He's shaking in his boots right now.
It's not even like.
He said, "This could be real. Like, don't ever smile at me."
Yo, I don't want to see no smiles for 6 weeks. You see me in the streets,
you don't know me.
Don't even smile.
Don't even smile.
Nah, but that's what I like about this. It's a good joint. Like
it's different.
It feels like it could happen. It's not like some cheesy monster that's like
to
creeping around the corner.
To Benny's point, mm-hmm. A lot of horror movies are missing that, and that's I think a bigger picture type of thing.
Yeah,
it's like it's been years and years with cinema, and like people are running out of ideas, and they literally done everything in the book. They've done a killer Thanksgiving turkey called Thanksgiving. I've seen it. It was hard. It was one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my entire life.
Rough.
They did a Frosty the Snowman horror movie where it was a killer snowman.
I think I've seen that.
They've done like Snakes on a Plane. They've just done so much that's corny.
They had a new one that came out on Hulu that they had advertisements for that was tough.
Mm-hmm.
It was like concept was like this kid's show that the boy lived in his kid's show, and then when the parents treated their kids like shit, he would, like, this mailbox would appear on their front lawn, and it would be his like collection of movies.
Mm-hmm.
And as he's watching it, like the kids are like brainwashed by it, so that's all they want to do is watch that. And then once the parents start snapping and treating the kids like shit, he comes out of the TV and kills the parents. And like the concept seemed cool. The trailer was tough. I got like 30 minutes into the movie, and I was like, yeah, this is horrible. Like, it was so fucking bad, bro.
I think I know what you're talking about, too.
It's like Mr. Crockett or something like
that. Yeah, I saw that on Hulu. I did see that on Hulu. Yeah, that's...
I could have told you that was going to be trash.
There's another joint that they just came out with on Hulu. It's about a killer pumpkin.
Because, like, why would you pick up a random box of movies on your lawn and put it for your kids?
What if you saw a box of movies when you walked outside of your lawn?
I'm like, where did these movies come from? I'm throwing them out.
You're not even going to watch it?
No, I'm putting them on the curb. It's not mine.
That's ungrateful, for real, for real.
Why would I bring it in and show stuff, like...
It's free movies.
Let's check this out. Go ahead, watch it. I got stuff to do. Watch all these movies.
I'm going to kill your parents. I'm going to kill your parents. It's me, Mr. Crockett.
Stupid premise. Like... My brain is so logical and adult and mature nowadays. I can't watch these stupid premises. You gotta write something better for me to tune in.
It's difficult though, man. I will say this though, because this is a first in many years. I think, I want to say 3 weeks ago, a horror movie was actually beat out like opening weekend for the rest of the movies. Like, usually you don't see that.
What movie was that?
Terrifier 3.
Oh, yeah, that's been getting a lot of buzz.
Yeah, I've heard about this clown-looking boy, right?
Art
yeah.
the Clown.
And what is this?
It beat out the Harley Quinn. What was the Joker, John? It beat out the Joker, John.
That's tough.
That was supposed to do numbers, and it sold the most. Terrifier 3, for those who haven't seen it, is not for the squeamish.
No.
It is very, 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 very gore, bloody. Like, and I'm telling y'all, like, y'all think I'm joking around. Like, this is one of the worst... I didn't see the third one. I saw the other two. This is one of the worst gory experiences you will see. If you don't do well with blood, don't see it. If it makes you sick, don't see it. Like, it's some crazy ass, like, killing times a thousand type of torture stuff. Mm-hmm. It's ridiculous. So, like, if you're going to watch it, like, with the only adults, tell the kids to go to bed. It's scarring, to say the least. Like...
Why do people go see that?
Because it's different. Like, that's exactly what Benny was saying, and that's why I kind of agree with him on that. Like, you need something, you need a different concept, just something different. Like, the first movie, right, it was an indie movie, so, like, it wasn't really in movie theaters. It was just a random thing that was played at festivals. The John in the movie, the one scene that's, like, iconic that everybody remembers is that he was torturing this John.
He ripped her dildo out.
Basically, that's not a joke. He hung her upside down from the ceiling and then took a handsaw, and cut her from her toto all the way down to the top of her head. And he just cut her in half.
Like a slow,
and it showed everything.
Holy shit.
It showed everything. Yeah, that was like, and that's what started that movie.
Yeah.
That movie is nuts.
I haven't seen the Terrifier movies, but I have been hearing.
I'm like, telling you, really, it's crazy. It is. And then the second movie, they try to one up it. It's wild. Like, the second movie, I can't even explain.
Cut two totos back to back.
No, he tortures this John.
It's two totos.
Two chainsaws, two totos. No, he.
I mean, it was every Terrifier movie, just more cut totos. Terrifier 6, 72 totos cut simultaneously.
Six totos. Yo, to cut six totos at one time is crazy.
To have a six piece handsaw.
Length apart. I didn't even think about how that could mechanically work. Just one handle and six.
If y'all could please stand six the length apart, we would commence with the terrifyingness.
Nah, that's crazy though. But yeah, that movie Terrifier is it's a bloody mess. It's a bloody mess.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't advise you not to see it. But what it seems like Dave Benny is saying is that everybody should go check out Smile 2.
Absolutely.
Watch it with the lights on. Don't smile around your family members after you watch it.
No.
And make sure, what are you making sure? What do you want to warn the people about? What is your last thoughts on Smile 2?
Don't trust nobody that smile at you. Shit, not even a joke. Yeah.
I bendy.
Yo, you come to me doing nothing but smiling.
What you? How you gonna be like?
And llama. Facts, bro. We'll be straight buño sandwiches.
Yeah, that's hilarious. Oh, I'm a.
Come to me smiling. I'm gonna cut your toto.
Your toto to your brain, you heard?
Yeah, that's hilarious, man. I will say this though, because we started talking about Terrifier 3. We have a yearly, we have this Halloween party that my friends do, and it's like for like a basket. Like they have like a liquor basket with like shot glasses, regular glasses, bottles of liquor, some candy and stuff. And we do a Halloween costume contest every year. Mm-hmm. And this year, I was thinking, like, one of my ideas for a costume was to probably go as the boy Art the Clown. Just try to see if that, like, because I lose every year. I come in second place every year. It's weak. I put a lot of thought into these costumes. I dress up. And my friends, they do the same. They actually go all out and they, like, dress up as different
characters. To come in second place every year is insane, dude.
It gets me.
That's got to be the most infuriating.
Yeah, we've been, I think it's the fourth year that we're doing
it. At that point, you got to start thinking conspiracy.
I do.
They don't want you to win.
I do. I think conspiracy. I do. The first 2 years I lost to a couple because they had a couple's costume and it was better than my single costume.
What was the couple's costume? Do you remember?
The first year, it was the same couple. The first year they did Kiss. Mm-hmm. So the boy, my one friend came in with the what's it called? The print shirt. The fishnet shirt. And he had his nipples open. He had like an X over the nipple like this one guy does. And then the next year they came as, the next year it was mad creative. They came as the twins from The Shining.
The Shining.
And then the third year they lost, but the third year they came as Davante Adams and the cameraman that he pushed. Remember when Davante Adams pushed that cameraman and he sued him, the football player? Mm-hmm. So my friend's wife had that Davante Adams jersey on, and he had a black eye with the camera that was made out of a beer box. And they did the whole setup and all that. All
right,
but
so
they usually do a good job.
The first year, what was it like up against? What were you?
I was Hopper from Stranger Things.
Okay.
The second year, which is what I think my best year was, I was Fat Thor.
Fat. Oh, okay.
From the Avengers. I killed it that year.
Yeah, the wig and everything.
Yeah, the third year I was... My costume came late, so I had to be Jason. But it was like the spirit of Halloween, Jason. So my mask was all big. It's like, I'm not going to win this shit. Spirit of Halloween. And I had the machete, the plastic machete.
So what you thinking for this year?
This year, I was either going to be Art the Clown, or I don't want to reveal what I'm actually going to try to be, because I don't, like, I know friends listen to this and I don't want them to.
Oh, there's a leader in the clubhouse, but you can't reveal that just yet.
Yes.
Like
yes.
The costume.
Yeah.
But you're saying you're considering Art.
I'm considering Art the Clown. I thought something scary, but then like this is going to be our first year where my friends had babies, so they're going to come in with the babies dressed up, and I don't want to scare a kid with like a scary mask or something like that. You know what I mean? So
man, fuck them kids. No, I'm kidding. I feel the same way though. Even though every year I buy a terrifying mask.
Yeah.
And
this year you don't need no mask. Just start fucking smiling at people.
Yeah, honestly, that is a cheap costume.
Just Benny like this. Just smiling.
Yeah, but I already bought a mask. I got this joint that's just like. No face. It's just all
a piece of paper.
Yeah, like you know the last week's thumbnail. That's pretty much my mask.
My forehead just all the way down. Just to
all
my
the way
chin.
Down. Yeah, with eyes.
He's you. He's me.
For Halloween.
What are you gonna be for Halloween, Dave?
Sleep.
You're not gonna give out candy to the kids?
No.
Why not?
I'm one of them people that turns off the lights and hides.
Damn.
Yeah.
Your house.
Fucked I don't got no shame.
Your house corny. Your house
built. Yeah, I mean, the trick-or-treating on this block is not like a big, okay. I mean, this, where the stew is.
Where the stew is.
The trick-or-treating is not a big thing where I live.
Okay. So it's just.
But even if it was popping, I'm turning off my lights.
Okay.
and going to sleep.
It's sleepy time.
Yeah, I'm probably watching Love is Blind at that point on Netflix. Spooky.
Yo, do you remember? This is funny. Now, I don't know why this got me thinking, but like Halloween as kids.
Oh, yeah.
Do you remember?
Definitely. It has changed so much.
Yeah.
Of course I remember Halloween as a kid. It was a different time, dude. What a time to be alive.
Yeah.
I feel like
Halloween now is in a place where the world is just so ridiculous. I don't think a lot of people feel comfortable, especially if you live in the city. Who feels comfortable actually trick-or-treating anymore?
I mean, they're safe neighborhoods.
Sure, but...
Yeah, but when your son opens up a candy and they got a gun in it...
This is an AK-47 disguised as a Reese's.
Those are my favorite memes, where it's like, what kind of sick world do we live in? And it's a torn apart Twix and an AK or a Glock in the middle of it. Like, look at what my son brought home.
I know trick-or-treating still happens, but I feel like the amount of people that are participating in it seems like it has decreased. And I think it's because, in general, it just feels less and less safe.
It's hooligans, man.
To do so. But I think that's a big, it's not just about the random street people that you have run into issues. I think people are more ignorant. I think they're not putting as much effort. I think businesses and companies and, you know, things that people used to depend on to do, like, I just don't think that spirit is there. So I think it has totally changed from when I was a kid. When I was a kid, it was love, yo. Like, we used to go to the mall every year. Every year.
Mad embarrassing, bro.
Come out with trash bags full of candy, yo. It was the best time.
That's cheating, yo.
Philadelphia Mills or Franklin Mills, as it was called.
I wonder
called.
If anybody listening doesn't even know that was the cheat code back in the day.
Yeah, that's cheating. I used to be in the trenches.
You used to go to actual houses?
Yeah, hoping that they didn't put a needle in my Twinkie.
They're like, get away from us.
A needle in my Twinkie is a crazy.
They're like, get off our lawn, sir. Pause. Benny had a deep voice when he was six.
Trick or treat.
Why is there a needle in my Twinkie?
Can I have some candy? I'm a kid.
I'm a kid. Here's my mask. It got no face.
Nah, that joint's tough. Don't do that. Don't do that, Terrifier.
The mall was definitely the cheat code.
That's crazy, though. We used
back
to go
in
to
the
a
90s.
Mall. They were they had kiosks with
first of all,
cell
listen,
phones.
Actually, let me tell y'all this. I was in the mall this weekend.
Which one?
Don't even Oxford say it. Valley.
Oh.
Oxford Valley's tough.
It's not really, but
it's not tough.
It's weak.
Every mall now is a shell of what it used to be.
Yeah, there's like two.
If you've been to a mall in the last 10 years, it's like a dead zone.
Yeah.
There's only like a few stores left. Every mall got a Macy's, a JCPenney.
Yeah.
Kicks.
Foot Locker, Kids Foot Locker. Lids. Build-A-Bear.
Yeah. A random like sports store where you got just jerseys.
Right, a random local sports store.
Yeah.
Did y'all say Bath and Body Works?
Bath and Body Works. Yep. Time After Time Watches. Pandora. That's every mall.
Yeah.
Sephora.
And a Sbarro's Pizza.
And a Sbarro's Pizza with a Chino's next to it.
But all these stores. Facts. All these stores now is empty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Back in the 90s, every single spot in the mall was occupied by a business.
That's true.
Every single spot. And every Halloween, each of those businesses had a ton of candy to give out. And you go to the mall with your costume.
Mm-hmm.
Walk around for an hour or two, you get in mad candy.
You do get mad candy. Because they would just take them, like, not a lot of people knew about the mall would do that. So, like, they would give the people who did go, like, all the candy in the bag, basically.
Just handfuls.
That's how it sounded.
Do it again. What was that?
That's definitely how it sounded, too. That's them throwing the candy in the bag and then picking it back up and throwing it in somebody else's bag.
Just being dumb in the mall, just acting like our characters in the middle of the concourse.
What was y'all favorite Halloween costume over the years?
I remember Dave's character from the mall. He was Charmander. Charmander if he ate a whole roast.
I was Charmander one year.
He was Charmander. What was do you remember my costume?
Yeah, you were a dumb kid.
I was dumb kid?
Yeah. I was stupid, though.
Why was I a dumb kid?
Because you was. You was just a dumb kid.
That's not fair, though.
Yo, I remember I cried one year because I couldn't be Yu-Gi-Oh.
Is that the boy's name?
Yugi.
Yeah, his name. Oh, his name is Yugi. But oh. Yu-Gi-Oh was his
the show.
It's the final form of like when he would change to an adult. What was that all about?
I don't know.
We're rambling. But that was weird.
But yeah, man, that was pretty
my
upset.
Favorite costume ever.
That's a good question.
Yeah. I don't know. You got one?
Yu-Gi-Oh.
Oh, that one?
Yeah.
Oh, when you finally became Yu-Gi-Oh.
I was tough.
I had the John?
Yeah.
Oh, he had the...
He
the,
was Bootio.
He had the John.
What is it called again? The, something. Something.
Dex, right? The Dex? The...
No, that's a Pokédex.
That's a Pokédex. Oh, okay.
He said, it's time to
duel.
Yo, Bootio. Bootio!
Yeah. Man, now I'm curious as to what the name of that thing is.
It's crazy. My favorite costume was, I think, when I went as Fat Thor because I looked exactly like him. I had got the Viking hair, long hair with the beard.
Mm-hmm.
I had bought the cardigan.
Dual disc.
The dual disc. I had bought the dual disc and the cardigan. I had the sleeping pants on. I had the undershirt on. And the undershirt was like up and a little tight. So I had the same like undersized jaw. My belly was sticking out.
Nice.
And then I had the Mjolnir. No, what was the name of the Thunder?
Stormbreaker?
The Stormbreaker. Yeah.
The Mjolnir.
My favorite costume was probably one that happened the most randomly. Shout out to Captain Harris, by the way, because this was a story that involves him. But one year in our 20s, we went out on Halloween night. We decided we was just going to do bar hopping. And we didn't even, to be honest, we went out not realizing that it was Halloween. We were just like, yo, you trying to go hang out? And it was during the week, so we didn't realize that it was Halloween night.
Y'all was in Philly or New York?
We was in Philly.
It was in Philly?
So we get out, I think we went to Manioc or something. We get out there and see everybody in costumes. We're like, oh, right, it's Halloween. Damn, we need to, like, we can't just be out here just dressed regular. So, fortunately, Captain Harris' dad had, like, construction vests and hard hats from his job. He was actually, like.
He was actually a construction
worker. Yeah, he did that work. So, we just put on construction hats and vests, and we were construction workers. And people was, like, addressing us like we was construction. People was taking pictures and all that. Let's take a picture with like the construction worker. Like,
and I was like, who is y'all?
I don't know.
The construction worker.
You know when people get drunk, they do the stupidest things.
The nurse, the slutty cat. Let's take a picture with the construction worker. They didn't do no construction.
I start pulling my teeth out.
Yo, Benny, they was like, let's take a picture with the construction worker, scream. The marble. The
Everybody get in the warehouse right now.
David had his hand around the marble, became friends with him. He made amends.
Get a couple drinks in you. All is well.
Dave, start chasing the marble. I'm going to get you.
Yeah. Then I cut the marbles. Don't throw it. It got real gory. Oh man, yeah, that was fun.
What happened?
Yeah, what happened?
That's crazy.
How do y'all feel about adults going out dressed in costumes?
I think it's childish. If you go to like a party at like a house, I think that's fine.
Yeah.
If you going out bar hop and you're like 30 something
in a costume.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's crazy. Dead.
Really, y'all are like so anti that?
I mean, I just put a mask on every year just to go out with my nephew and my little sister.
Mm-hmm.
And that's about as far as it goes. Like, you ain't going to see me in full costume. Just to,
out.
Yeah, just out in the streets. Like, yo, this year I'm, I don't know, name somebody.
I'm a wolf man.
I'm a wolf. Mm-hmm.
I bought out at Chickies and Pete's.
Yeah, I'm
right.
You're a grown ass man dressed as a wolf in Chickies and Pete's. Like, that's crazy work. Trying to eat crab legs with a wolf mask on.
I'm here. And you got your girl dressed up like a wolf woman or something.
Right. The wolfette.
The one thing I'll say about she's a wolfette. Yo, that's a good point, yo. Some costumes for adults be so dumb. Like, at least kids, it's like things everybody understands.
Yeah.
Yo, I want to be a ninja. Yo, I want to be
Charmander.
A Teletubby or whatever. Adults just be making stuff up.
Yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. I seen that joint on social media. Somebody was dressed up like Thick Thanos.
That's crazy work, yo.
It was a joint with a Thanos face.
Yeah.
And the chin and everything.
Yeah.
But she had, like, the yurks.
Oh, she had a cake. She was caked up.
How you Thick Thanos? Like, what? That's not a thing.
That's not
a thing. What was not a character?
What was the joint that I saw? Y'all ever heard of the song? Look
at Benny looking up Thick Thanos on his phone.
Send that. It's like, no.
Oh, app. Send him Twitter. You can find him. Send the app. It's crazy.
Spell Thanos.
What was the... y'all ever heard the song Come On Eileen? By it's like a
I ain't never a, came on
a white Eileen. A white person song. It's like what they play at like the white parties.
Oh no. Yeah, I think I know this. I think I know what you're talking about. It's like, come on Eileen, I seen it.
No, that's Elvira Delilah.
Come on Eileen.
He's made anything up.
What's it like in New York City?
Come on, Eileen. What's the night in New York City?
Nah, don't put the volume too loud on this song, but it's this song.
Oh, of course.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Some John went with like white spots on her and had the name tag Eileen on her chest. Come on.
That's a little clever.
That is a little clever.
Yeah.
That just had me cracking up.
Oh, yeah. People was in the bar. Come on, Eileen. Get it? Do I do I do?
Meanwhile, Dave was in the bar. Come on, Eileen. What's it like in New York City?
I'm a construction worker.
Here's my buddy, the marble.
I'm so cheese.
Guan Eileen. Yeah, that's hilarious, man. Nah, but Halloween's gonna be fun this year, man. I'm definitely excited for the shenanigans. Y'all got any plans for Halloween this year? Dave said he's gonna sleep and not hand out candy.
Yeah, selfish.
You're gonna go. You said you're going with your sister and nephew.
Yep.
And going trick or treating. I'm going. Yeah, to
I'm also. I'm on vacation this week, so you know what I mean. I got time. Llama.
It's vacation time for Bendito, dude. What's Bendito should do on his vacation, man? Give him some tips and tricks on how to enjoy your vacation, man.
I mean, do you got plans for a vacation, or is it just a staycation kind of rest?
Staycation.
Nice. Yeah. I mean, that's what I was going to recommend.
Stay home.
Yeah.
And don't hand out candy.
When you take your time off from work, dude, you got to slow down life. Slow down life. Don't do anything, dude.
Take your time off from work, man. Slow down life.
Don't even do nothing.
He just separated his beer.
There's candy in here.
Slow down life. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Chill out. You've been working a lot. Enjoy your week off. I did want to say this, though, Dave, because I've been thinking about this since Benny brought up the subject of Smile 2.
Yeah.
So, Benny, is it safe to say that this movie maybe struck a chord and maybe you scared a little bit?
Yeah, it shook me for a good hour afterwards.
Okay. And you're still a little scared. Like, if Dave starts smiling right now, you might run out the stew.
Yeah.
All right.
And run into the warehouse.
Let me ask you this question, Dave. I'll open up this question to you too.
Mm-hmm.
What's the last, like, as far as you can remember, like the time you can remember, a scary movie that actually like put some fear in your heart? A scary movie that you saw that maybe made you look behind you a couple of times. Maybe you turned the lights on when you're at home. Like, yeah. What's the last scary movie that really, truly petrified you or like made you have that feeling of horror or fear? Can you remember?
Yeah, I already know which one it is for me.
Oh, you already know?
Yeah, yeah, this movie.
Smile 2?
No.
Oh.
It still bothers me to this day.
What is it? I'm interested.
It's probably not going to be nothing crazy to a lot of y'all, but the original Exorcist, bro.
The first Exorcist one. I mean, like, it's a classic. And people actually got haunted on that, John.
Yeah, still to this day, just seeing her.
Yeah.
Like that makeup and that's the way the movie was filmed. I think it came out in the '80s.
Yeah.
So like watching it nowadays, it kind of looks like you're watching, like, because of how low quality it is, it looks like a home video almost, you know? And that shit shook me for years, bro. Like still to this day, like when I see like the original Exorcist like makeup or like her face on the screen, I'm just like, yo, that shit out of here, yo. That's so creepy. I don't know what it is, bro. Ever since I was a young boy, that joint shook me.
He said, get that shit out of here.
Yeah.
I mean, the original Exorcist, I think that was my problem is that I didn't remember it as a kid. So I saw it when I got older and I was like, you know what I mean? Like, it looks like a quality movie. If you remember it as a kid, it could definitely terrify you. And definitely,
my mom's had us watching horror movies very young.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't want us having that, but
same Exorcist, with our parents, too.
Yeah.
Exorcist is like an American classic, though.
Mm-hmm. No, for sure.
You know what I mean? Just in film history.
Yeah, I think it's a great film. So
probably a lot of people would agree with you on that, that's one of them ones.
Yeah, the original Exorcist, bro. Ugh.
Yeah.
And the thing about it, bro. The thing about that movie, too, is like, because it was made in a time where you really couldn't do too much with VFX, at least now with a lot of CGI and stuff, it has such a grounded feeling. Like, me and Pop was talking about like the first Rocky, how one of the reasons why people love Rocky just felt so like realistic. Like it was shot in Philly. It was real sets and stuff. Yeah. Same as Exorcist. Like it had just a real grittiness to it because you couldn't do all this VFX stuff. Like they tried to redo the Exorcist recently, right?
They did.
Or they did like a sequel.
Yeah.
Like,
it was a sequel to that with the two little girls.
And
that joint was weak.
People said that joint was weak. It had some jump scares or whatever, but it doesn't capture the magic like Exorcist did.
That joint was that joint was corny. Now that I think about it, that joint was actually corny.
Mm.
Like, it was really, really weak.
I don't think there's been a good Exorcist in a long time.
Since the Exorcist, since the main one.
I mean, I can't recall the name. It might be Exorcist Emily Rose that was all right, but not much of them.
Mm.
Dave, could you think of a horror movie that
like scared you? It doesn't have to be the most recent.
No, just in general, like the last time that you could think of, and this is, you know, for the controllers too, I know everybody's probably thinking, but the last movie that you remember that just scared the shit out of you.
I'm not going to go with The Descent because I've said that already.
Yeah.
Multiple times. That's definitely one of them.
That's true. You said The Descent every time.
This episode is brought to you by The Descent.
I think one that comes to mind, I'll actually go with something maybe a little more recent. I know people are split on this movie as far as if they thought it was scary or not, but I definitely thought it was creepy because of it felt realistic, like it could actually happen in real life.
Mm-hmm.
Have y'all seen Midsommar?
Yes.
With Florence Pugh in it?
Yes.
Like that whole cult lifestyle thing and like stumbling upon some random society in the middle of nowhere, and it's kind of like meant to be like a oasis thing, but it's got some crazy, you know, situations happening behind it.
Yes,
that joint was kind of trippy.
Midsommar was weird.
Yeah, it kind of left me queasy. Like, yo, what if there? Like, I feel like one, there is places like that.
Wait, you said queasy?
I was pure queas.
I'm so queas.
I'm feeling woozy over here.
He said I was pure queased.
I was queasy.
Yo.
Come on, I queas.
I into a queaser.
It made me queasy because it's like the for those who don't know, Midsommar was this movie where this chick goes with her friends to this it's supposed to be kind of like a retreat.
type place.
Yeah.
Out in Switzerland somewhere or something. And I don't know if it was Switzerland or not, but somewhere out and about. And they're supposed to go and just kind of be there, get away from life and smoke weed and chill and just be free in the trees with nature and wear flowy white dresses. And they, and you think it's like this place where you're supposed to go and just kind of find your zen, but really it's like this cult. Mm-hmm. And they sacrifice people and all this stuff. And it was just like eerie.
Yeah.
I was queasy. You ever been queasy?
I don't think I've ever been queased.
Never been queased is a crazy
thing. I have not had the pleasure of being queased.
How does one queeze?
Explain this queeze sensation to me.
One queeze, please. Freshly queezed orange juice. Yeah. Queeze Watkins.
Hug me, queeze me. Yeah, that's crazy to ask for a queeze.
Devin, you gotta Aaron, check that movie
Devin
out.
Devin Aaron Queeze.
Don't say my middle name, dude.
Middle name is Queeze.
Oh man.
What about you, Dev?
The last movie that I was, all right, I'll say this. This movie, I don't think I was like truly scared, but this was the one that surprised me to where I was like, oh snap, like this is actually good. And that movie is The Barbarian. Do you came with us to see that?
Is this the one with
the John with Pennywise, the guy who played Pennywise, and Justin Long?
Justin Long.
Yeah.
I had not seen this.
You haven't seen it yet. Yo, The Barbarian is wild because it's the first 30 minutes you see it going one way and you're like, oh, okay. Like, it is what it is.
Like you can kind of predict where it's going.
And then at like the 30 minute mark, it makes the sharpest left turn in the world possible. And like, I can't even, I don't want to ruin the movie for you, but like, I can't even explain how crazy this turn is. And when it happens, it like, you're like, oh shit. And then from there on, it's just like, this shit is crazy. Like, it just turns up to a million. Mm-hmm. So like, The Barbarian is such a good movie. It's such a weird, like, one of those things where you go into it not expecting much. You start watching it and you're like, all right, like, it's the same old shit, different day. And then you're like, holy crap. What is going on? Why did this movie just get like this? And why is it continuing to get worse and worse as the time goes on? It was crazy, though. It was insane.
Yeah, I heard people talking about that movie when it came out.
I love movies like that, man. I love movies.
And a lot of people, they weren't giving away. It was they. I feel like people said exactly what you just said.
Yeah.
Like, oh, you watch it, you kind of know what to expect. And then partway in, it just turns left.
Yeah.
But nobody gave spoilers. So maybe that's one of those ones I could watch and, you know, get the full experience.
It reminded me of how I felt like, and I always say this about Inception, like when I saw Inception, I didn't see no trailers, no nothing. I just went to the movies because my parents made me go to the movies and watch it. Mm-hmm. And it's like my favorite movie of all time now.
Like, yeah, that is a great movie.
And that's,
I didn't even know if he was dreaming anymore after that.
I spun a dreidel this morning to make sure I was alive.
Damn.
But that's how I felt. That's how I felt about Barbarian. I'm like, I go home and it's still spinning. I'm in a dream. That's how I felt about Barbarian. I'm like, yo, what the hell is this? And then I'm like, this is amazing. Like, this is one of the better movies I've seen.
Yeah, I might check that John out.
Yeah, you have to. I don't want to spoil for you guys. I could tell you the beginning part, but like, I feel like it would.
But then I'd have to kill you.
Then I have to kill you. I have to throw marbles at you.
So you think anybody who checks out Barbarian would leave feeling like, and that was a different experience?
They'll love it. You have to. Anybody who I've talked to about it.
Oh yeah.
And if I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong, but I think the person who directed Midsommar did Barbarian. I might be wrong though. I might be wrong though.
I think it was Benny's artist. Benny's director.
Benny's director is crazy.
Directed by Benny's director.
Oh no, this guy did Hereditary. Hereditary was crazy too.
That was another good one.
Hereditary was crazy. Yeah. This guy did Hereditary. So if you like Hereditary, then you're gonna love Barbarian because he didn't do it. But nah, I'm telling you, please watch it. I beg
it's a good job.
I beg it of you guys. And you know what, Dave and Benny? I think that has been episode 128. here on the Cruise Control. As I always say, we love you guys. If you haven't subscribed, we'll do this one more time. Please, right here. The subscribe button is on the Head of Lettuce logo. Please tap and then hit the like and subscribe and the follow and comment right somewhere over here.
And shout out to our sponsor once again, Head of Lettuce.
Yes.
Your premier car dealing company. If you are a dork and you want a card, visit the guys at Head of Lettuce. They will get you right. They will play dice with you.
Yeah.
Slice and dice.
And you might make a friend along the way. But while you're doing that, let's come on, Eileen. We'll start from the toto. Oh, follow us. Instagram, Facebook, Twitter, YouTube, TikTok, at The Cruise Control Show.
Hey, yo, Jerry Chestnut.
From Cannoli Cruise to Bendito to Chess. We love you guys. We out.
A cannoli. Come on, honey.
Yo. David a hard ass. I'm a construction worker. Give me your hammer.
Love you guys. We're out of this.